The Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 15th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. The budget process for Wisconsin's largest city is ramping up, and there are concerns. Residents in underserved areas won't receive as much priority due to a lack of representation.
Milwaukee's Common Council currently has 4 vacant seats, but it's poised to adopt a city budget later this fall. While Milwaukee has seen more diversity in some neighborhoods, it still ranks high for racial disparities. State Senator Lena Taylor, a Democrat from Milwaukee, worries that issue will play out as budget negotiations take shape, and areas in need of economic jolt might not get the help they need.
You can go to neighborhoods where you can see the vacant houses, the city lots that have not been manicured, or for that matter, even garbage picked up.
In August, the city held its Budget Education Week for the public to learn more about the process. Taylor credits the mayor's office for holding an extra meeting this week for districts lacking council representation, but hopes other elected members are mindful of the void when casting votes. I'm Mike Moen.
The next step in the budget process involves the mayor delivering his proposed spending plan to the council. That happens on Tuesday. A bill that would make tribal governments equal partners with the federal government in managing a pair of Arizona land preserves advanced in the U.S. House on Wednesday.
The measure would establish the Great Bend of the Gila and Palo Verde National Conservation Areas and designate a panel of 13 tribal governments to jointly manage the lands with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Much of the 400,000 acres is considered sacred and ancestral lands by Native Americans. The bill's sponsor, Arizona Representative Raul Grijalva, says he and others have been working on the plan for more than a decade.
The bill will protect tens of thousands of acres of new conservation lands and wilderness across the landscape dotted with petroglyphs, ancient structures and settlements, and other cultural artifacts and monuments.
For the first time, tribal governments and the BLM would share responsibility for protecting the area, considered one of the most culturally significant and ecologically fragile landscapes in the U.S. If Congress approves conservation status, the areas would be permanently protected. Mark Richardson reporting.
Now from the New York Times, more than 70 million Americans who receive Social Security benefits can expect an inflation adjustment to their monthly checks next year that will be the largest in 4 decades. Government inflation figures for August released Tuesday point to a Social Security cost of living adjustment known as the COLA of about 8.7%. The Times notes the 8.7% estimate by the group Senior Citizens League is lower than the league's prediction last month of 9.6%. The revision reflects the recent slight cooling of inflation. This is PNS. President Joe Biden's bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act is expected to bring more than 300 jobs to Wyoming to clean up and plug so-called orphaned oil and gas wells on public lands.
Bob Laresh is a longtime advocate for restoring Wyoming's iconic landscapes after drilling. He says wells abandoned by oil and gas producers pose a serious hazard for drinking water, agriculture, and wildlife habitat.
They leak methane, they leak volatile organic compounds, which are toxic, and it just lasts forever.
The U.S. Bureau of Land Management requires oil and gas operators to post bonds before drilling to ensure cleanup, but Laresh notes that bonds can be as low as $10,000 on leases with 20 separate wells. Industry groups and operators have pushed back against efforts to make bond amounts equal to the costs of restoration, arguing that price would reduce exploration, limit outputs, and increase dependency on foreign energy. I'm Eric Galatis.
And the Biden administration's recent move to cancel some student debt is welcome news to many, but challenges remain for others.
The racial equity gap among student loan borrowers is known to be a problem, with studies documenting a number of troubling statistics over time. U.S. Department of Education research has illustrated that the average black student loan recipient owes more than the original amount borrowed 12 years after entering college, and that 20 years after entering school, the average black borrower owes 95% of his or her original debt. Kyle Thompson with the Ohio-based Center for Community Solutions says it's important to look at the larger picture when trying to understand the different outcomes among borrowers.
That in a lot of cases, the economic conditions that black students coming into school with, whether it's some structural things that are making it hard for them to be able to stay in school or even graduate school and then find opportunities that can help them pay off their loans.
Brett Pivato reporting.
Finally, Edwin J. Vieira tells us a new internship program is looking to investigate health disparities among Massachusetts' immigrant population.
According to a 2021 report, residents in the city of Chelsea, 45% of whom are foreign-born, said fear of immigration repercussions prevented them from seeking critical health care. Leah Zalman Center Director Jessica Santos says in developing the program, she found pushback in wanting to pay the interns a decent wage, with many believing the experience alone would be more valuable.
Paying interns gives folks who are in underrepresented communities and less elite spaces the ability to actually do an internship.
Rather than just going to some of the more elite schools in the state, she wants to cast a wide net across schools for all immigrant scholars interested in being a part of the program.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.